Okay, today's daf Yud Gimel. We are on the bottom of Yud Beis and Yud Beis. So the Mishnah had said, if you're walking down the street and you see a shtar chov, that Reuven owes Shimon money, what do you do with it? So Reb Meir said it depended. The Chacham said, we're going to get to tomorrow. The Chacham said, no matter what, you don't return it. Don't return that shtar chov because we don't know what to do with it. Reb Meir said it depends. If there's nechasim that have achrayis, in other words, if the loan could be paid from other nechasim, then don't return it. If there's no nechasim, then you can return it. And we said, what's going on here? And we said, the guy admits it. The guy admitted that he owes the money. He admits he owes the money, so why can't you return it? If there's nechasim that have achrayis, why can't you return it? Because we're afraid. Maybe the loan document was drawn up in Nisan, but it didn't take effect till Tishrei. You find it in Cheshvan. Now and the person, yeah, they borrowed the money. They're 100%. I never paid it back. What's going to happen? But we're going to take away land going back from ER. But in ER, why? Because the document says it was drawn up in Tishrei. But in ER, so we're going to take away land that Reuven, let's say, owes Shimon $100. Shimon doesn't have any money. So Reuven's going to take land that Shimon sold in ER? That's before the debt. That's not fair. We have no way of knowing this. We have no way of knowing all this. Therefore, because of that chashash, if you find a shtar chov in the street that says you can collect from the chasim, you can't return it. If it doesn't have nechasim in the shtar, you can return it. Why? Because Reuven admits he owes the money. He admits it. We're talking about a case, he admits it. So why not return it? Reuven says, yeah, I owe that money. Yeah, I never paid it back. What's it doing on the floor? Somebody dropped it. But if there's nechasim, it's not fair. The document's drawn up in Nisan. It only is first given over in Tishrei, 6 months later. So what about all the land that Reuven, that Shimon sold in Eir, Sivan, Thomas, Av, and Elul? All that land is subject now to seizure. That's not fair. It's all before the debt. Because of that chashash, don't return the document. That was the opinion of Rav Asi. Yeah?
If you're going to ask him.
What?
If you're going to ask him if there's a valid debt, why don't you ask him?
Someone asked that question. Okay. Well, it'll all get fleshed out.
Is that what happens? Is that it's retroactive?
It's not retroactive. It looks like it's retroactive.
Yeah,
we drew it up in what happened? I don't know what happened.
I understand the time.
Yeah, so it's retroactive. So you can't take away land from the debtor before the document is signed. Right.
Delivered,
whatever. Right. That's the problem. Therefore, you walk down the street, you see a document, and it says in there, if I don't pay you, collect from my nechasim mishubadim, you can't return it. Why? Because those innocent people are going to be unfairly, they're going to lose their land unfairly. Therefore, you can't return it. That's what we said yesterday. We didn't say anything new yet. Ihachi, says the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, then every document should have that problem. Every document should have that problem. We should never be able to collect the document because we should be afraid. Maybe it's predated. So the Gemara answered, no, every document, you don't find it in the street. Every document you don't find in the street. Since it's a document in the street, it's very suspicious. What's a document doing in the middle of the street? That's very suspicious. Therefore, it raises all these suspicions. A normal document sitting in my closet? I don't have that problem. Okay? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Elohad Etnan, I'm on the 1-5th line from the bottom, Elohad Etnan, but we learned in a Mishnah in Baba Basra. Kosvin Shtar Lelove, a Love, a borrower, can write up a document, Afal Pisha Ein Malva Imo. Even though the Malva's not there. I can write it up. Why? What, I can't write up that I obligate myself, I owe you $100? You have to be there for that? Why do you have to be there? You don't have to be there for that. No problem. Says the Gemara, but lechadchila hechi kasvinu. How are we writing that up? Nechush, let's be afraid. Shema kasa v'lovas b'nisan. He's going to write up a thing in Nisan. V'lo lova ad Tishrei. And it's never going to take effect until Tishrei. V'asi l'mitraf l'kucho shalo kedin. And we're going to come take a l'kucho shalo kedin. How could you tell me that we don't have this suspicion? In a normal case, you don't find it, we don't have this suspicion. But then how can a lova ever write up a document without the malva being there? And the mission in Baba Basra says, we're allowed to do that, no problem. How could you ever do that? How could you ever do that? We're going to be, the malva's not there to say anything, so I'll write whatever I want. I'll write the Nisan, who can, the date, the whole thing is all crazy. And only people that are going to get harmed are the innocent lekuchas. Right? How could you do such a thing? I understand the logic. Why should the mouth have to be there? I want to obligate myself. I'm crazy. I'm not going to do that. It must be it's true. I really owe you the money. I'm a decent, honest man. So I write up a document. I owe you $100. No problem. But if the mouth is not there, and we're afraid that we have this issue that we don't want to have the date be wrong, how could the mouth not be there? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, Amar of Asi, that Mishnah that says that you're allowed to write up a document without the mouth being there, you know what that's talking about? Amar of Asi, Bishtore Hakna. So it's a very unique type of document. It's a document that says, look at Rashi, Shemakne lo nechasim mehayom. For some reason, the document, Shtar Hakna, where the borrower says, I need cash so badly that I will write up a document today. Shemakne lo nechasim mehayom. I am giving you my property from today. Bein yilve, bein lo yilve. Whether I actually borrow the money or whether I don't borrow the money, it's irrelevant. In other words, if the deal falls through for whatever reason, I'm obligating myself as if the deal did not fall through. Therefore, yigve mehen laosis man mehayom. We don't have this problem. You know why? Because this document is a special kind of shtar. The document says Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It didn't take effect until 6 months later. It doesn't make a difference. Says the Rush, explaining Rashi, everybody knew. A call went out when these documents were, everybody knew. So if it says Rosh Chodesh Nisan, everybody knew. A guy wants to buy land from him in ER. If he was on notice, he was on notice that such a document was drawn up. And that if he doesn't have any money, I'm buying land from him in ER, this land can be taken away from me. Why? Because I remember last month, I saw in the newspaper, everybody knows about it, that the guy wrote a shtakna. Reuven and Shimon made a shtakna amongst themselves. So now I'm leaving, I'm going to buy more land. That land could be taken away from me. I know about that. It's not a problem. I'm fully aware. So the whole problem of the date, not a problem. Why? Because that Mishnah in Bava Basra is talking about a shtar haknas, a special shtar. You obligate yourself the minute the date's written. Even if no transaction ever happens. Why would somebody do that? Because he's very hard pressed for cash. So he'll write anything in there just to get the cash. So far so good? Make sense?
The shtar haknas works.
And at the Rush says, everybody's put on notice. These were very unusual. So whenever it happened, the whole world was put on notice. Nobody's going to buy land from Shimon. Say, oh, I didn't know about this. After all, the loan wasn't delivered till Nisan. No. You knew that Tishrei there was a thing drawn up. You knew. So don't come crying now. It's not fair. You knew. Okay? So again, B'shtar Hakna, the Hasha'abed Nafshe, where you would obligate yourself automatically. Automatically. Ihachi, if that's true, let's go back to our Mishnah. Mas Nisan Diktani, our Mishnah said, Im Yesh Behen Achrayas Nechasim, this is Rameir Shita, if the document had Achrayas, that means the document said you can collect from other land that you had, and if you don't have it, that you sold, right? Then Lo Yachzir, don't return that document. Don't return the document. Right? Vokimna, and we established Kishachayev Moda, that he admitted he owed the debt. No problem. He admitted it. Well, what's the problem? Why can't you return it? Umishum Shema Kasav Lilvos Benisan Vlolova Ad Tishrei. What's the problem? So why can't you return it? He admits it. No, because of Lakuchas. Because maybe the document was written in Nisan and it wasn't delivered till Tishrei. So in all those intervening months, the Lakuchas are gonna be improperly affected. Right? That's the concern. And we're going to take the lekuchas shelo kedin. That's the problem. Asks the Gemara, what's the problem here? Amai, lo yachzir. Why don't you return it? Next, let's see. Ishtar hakna. If the document that you find is a shtar hakna, then hashabed l'nafshe. No problem. It's no problem. Right? What do we say? A shtar hakna, no problem. Ishtar d'lo hakna. If it's not a shtar hakna, there's also no problem. You know why? Lekel amechash. No problem. There's nothing to be afraid of. Why? Daha marta, ki leka malva bahade lo kasvinan. We do not write a doc without the malva being there. Right? We said, well, a lova could write a document even if the malva's not there. And we said, it's only a shtar hakna. A regular loan can't do that. So either way, why don't you return? If it's a shtar hakna, the whole world's put on notice. And if it's not a shtar hakna, obviously the date's correct. Why? Because you're not allowed to write a document without the malvah being there. So how'd this happen? Rashi says a very fascinating thing. Rashi says, Ihachi, second Rashi, the shtari de lav hakna lo avid diksivi. Nobody writes them. Ela im kain ro'u halvaot hamos. Unless you see a transfer of the money. Many argue on Rashi. You don't have to see a transfer of the money. You have to see a transfer of the document. Rashi has to see a transfer of the money. That's very, very machmir. You don't have to see a transfer of the money. I have to see me give you $100? Not necessarily. I have to see Reuben give Shimon the document. Shimon, you now owe me $100. Here it is. I'm giving it to you. Oh, that's exactly what Rashi is driving home the point. Exactly. He's driving home the point that everyone's there.
Exactly.
Everybody's in the room. The Lova, the Malva. So what do you mean telling me that, well, it was drawn up in Nisan and it wasn't delivered till this rate? None of that. The Malva has to be there. If the Malva's there, the whole thing doesn't apply. So no matter what, it doesn't apply. If it's a Shtar Hakna, everybody knows it doesn't apply. And if it's not a Shtar Hakna, it doesn't apply. What's going on here? Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Asi. Now, Rashi, this is a very difficult answer. Rashi says, Af al gaf, the Shtari Lav Hakna, even if it's not a Shtar Hakna, right? Even if it's not a Shtar Hakna, Kileka Milva Bahadei, Kileka Malva Bahadei, when the malv is not there, lo kasvinan, we don't write it. But, masnisan, what's the Mishnah talking about? Kigon, for example, the nafal isra, kigon, the nafal, because it fell. Therefore, isra lay, we're suspicious, v'chayshinan dilma ikri v'kasov. Maybe you did it anyway. Says Rav Asi, it's true. If it's a shtar hakna, there's certainly no problem. And if it's not a shtar hakna, there's also no problem. Also no problem. But you know what? We found this document in the street. So we're suspicious that even though you're not allowed to do this, did it anyway. What'd they do? They wrote a document. The Lovet drew up a document without telling the Malva. Right? And they say, what's he doing wrong? He's obligating himself to pay the Malva. All he is an honest man. But the Malva wasn't there. And you know what? We are suspicious that the document is incorrectly dated. Could they could have done it? Asked everybody. So you hear what he's saying? You hear what Rashi's saying? Even though it's true, you're not allowed to do it, no one ever did it. But it's suspicious. Why is it suspicious? We found a document on the floor? It must be they did it. Or we're suspicious that they did it. Even though you're not allowed to. Somebody must have done it. It must have happened. Right? It must have happened. Asks. Okay, that's the case. Exactly. They did something wrong. What did they do wrong? They wrote a document even though the Malva wasn't present, and therefore we're afraid the date's no good, and therefore we're afraid the Lekuchos are going to be unfairly to have their land and property seized. So what do we say? Don't return the document. Okay? That's the answer. That's how we're stopping. Now Abai is a new thing. Asks everybody, wait a minute. Just because you find a document in the street, that raises the chashash that it was improperly written? What does one chashash have to do with the other chashash? Nothing to do with each other. Right? Nothing to do with each other. That's how we found it down in what's it doing in the street? What, now let it drop something? No one ever drops anything? The minute you drop something, it raises a suspicion that the halacha was not followed? Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense. Right? It's an amazing question. It's a good question. Who asked that question? The Ritva asked that question. Right?
What changes?
Exactly. What changes? Just because we found it in the street? That's what the Gemara says. Kiven de Nafal, since it fell, Israelay, it already has a taint, right? The Chashinan, Dilma Ikri Vikasov. Maybe you did it anyway. Abai is going to say, we're not choshish for that. Abai is, we're not choshish. If you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it. We're not choshish for that. So Abai is going to have a different answer. So you hear? So what do they have to do with the other? Says the Ritva that, a whole complicated thing over here. So, the Ritva says, since we found the document in the street, it doesn't mean that they did something else wrong. Not necessarily mean that. Why should it mean that? But he says as follows: Omnam machmas pigam hanafila. Because we found it in the street, which is a pigam. Most of them are not in the street. Machmas pigam hanafila anu choshishin. We're afraid. She limeros shehayusham hamal bevahalove. That of course the mal and the lover were in the room together. They were in the room together. Nevertheless, ira hadavar, something happened. V'nidchisa halva l'zman acher. You know what they said? You know, we can't do the document right now. They're both in the room. But for whatever reason, I don't know, cash now, I don't want to, my mother, my wife, the whole story came up, and something happened. The document, the loan never happened. The loan never happened. For whatever reason, never happened. It got busted, they call it, right? It got busted, right? The loan got busted.
Happens a lot now.
The loan got busted, and what happened to the document? Somehow it winds up on the street. In a Konami. No one's going to do just because you find it in the street doesn't mean that someone did violate the halacha. No one violated the halacha. But for whatever reason, it didn't happen.
So then what happens now when we find it?
Oh, so now we don't know what to do. What's this document? And then, what happened? 6 months later, they made the deal.
Exactly.
Now you find this document 8 months later. Now you don't know what to do with it. Why is it in the floor here?
Still, what changes?
What do you mean, what changes?
What changes is the fact that it's now found later on?
Because now there's a suspicion that maybe when they were all sitting, of course they were all there. Of course that lachizi came right up without everyone being there. Of course they were all there. But for whatever reason, it got busted. The loan never happened. It happened next week. The week later, it happened. Right? They didn't have the document present. The notary wasn't there. The guy had to run to an emergency. Someone passed away. Oh, whatever happened. Nothing bad. Life happens. Things happen in life. So, we'll reconvene next week. Good, next week. Now you find, what happened to the shtar? I don't know, it got lost, whatever. We'll write up another one. Now you find it. Because you found it, we're suspicious. Maybe someone, the notary wasn't there. Someone had to go to a levaya. Something happened, and now we don't know what to do with it. That's what the Ritva says. Okay? Abaya, no, you don't like it? What's the easier answer? What?
And there's another star.
Oh, we're going to get to that, and Tosfos is going to raise that issue on the bottom. But then why is there a first star?
Because the first one busted.
What?
The first one busted.
Oh, so what's it doing in the street?
Because he was going to give it to him.
Oh, so someone dropped it,
and
right?
It was.
So the star has any chiyuvs on it at all. Oh, so, but the guy admits it. I borrowed the money.
Because they made a different star.
Oh, so I don't know about that. Maybe they didn't make another star. Maybe they said, you know what? Okay, you had to run to the Levi. Fine. You know, we have the shtar, right? Yeah, we paid the sofer. We paid the sofer already. Pay him again. Well, use that shtar. Where is it? It must be in my documents. It must be in the folder. I'll go look in the file. Turns out it's in the street somewhere. Either of them. We're not talking about dishonest people.
If he gave over the shtar to the lender, even though we didn't borrow the money, the shtar starts already.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It was busted because someone had to run to a levaya, so it didn't happen until next week. So what happens during that week? No, it wasn't.
So we're worried about the fact that 1 week in between, he sold another piece of property.
Right, or let's say it was 6 months.
The kinyan for the shtar is signing and delivering.
What?
The kinyan for the shtar is signing and delivering.
Right, so that never happened.
So if it's in the possession of the lender?
No, it's in the street.
I have a problem.
That's what's going on. But we're not talking about dishonest people. Right? Without the Ritva, this Gemara makes no sense.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Abaya says a whole noob shot. Abaya Amar, a whole noob shot. Edim b'chosmav zochin lo. Edim signing on a document, that's all you need. Edim signing on a document is like a shtar hakna. It's like a shtar, not a shtar hakna, but it's like a shtar hakna. It's all you need. Once you have Edim on the document, that's all you need. Edim on a document, you can take the document to the bank. Just like I said, a shtar hakna you can take to the bank, so too Edim you can take to the bank. By Omer, Edim v'chosmav zochin lo. Afilu shtar delav hakna. Even if it's a shtar that's not hakna. And what made Abaya learn this way? What's wrong with saying it Rav Asi's way? Mishum dekashalei. Because he had a problem. Kivan da marta de b'shtar elav hakna. Since it's a document. That's not a hakna. Ki lese lamal v'bahadei. Lo kosvinon. Since we're never going to write a document without him being there. Leka lamechash te'ichri v'chosav. We're not suspicious. He's going to do it anyway. The whole thing I just told you, this whole crazy case, Abaya says, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Because we get everybody in the room, but there's no leaving this room till it's done. I don't care what emergency comes up, they're not leaving the room. It's not going to happen. Therefore, that's not a shaila. That's not a kasha. That's not a kasha. So how could it ever be that? How could it ever be this case? How could you ever find a document in the street and you're not going to know what to do with it? The answer is, Adam signed it, and Adam signed it. Then what? Adam signed it, which is mutter to do, but the document never was given. For whatever reason, it was never given. Not like Ravasi said, you're not allowed to. The document was signed. Once the document was signed, good. But maybe it was never given. Maybe it was given 6 months later, therefore we have the chashash. Okay? Can you hear what's going on? Elah ditnan. But wait a minute. We learned the Mishnah, we're going to learn it later on, like next week, in 2 weeks. Matze gitei nashim. What if you find a gitei nashim in the street? Right? Or shechuri avadim. Or documents freeing slaves. Or daitiki. Or will. Or matana, a document of a matana. Or veshovrim, document of receipts. I paid for that stereo. I paid for that gold watch. Right? You have all this fine stuff. You find it in the street. What's the halacha? Harezeh lo yachzer. Don't return it. Why? Shema kos vin hayu. Maybe they were written up. They were drawn up. V'nimlach aleihem. And the guy whoever they're written up for changed his mind. He's not divorcing his wife. He's not writing that will. He's not giving that shtar matana. Shelo litnam. He didn't want to give it. Says Abaya. Says the Gemara, but according to Abaya, what's the big deal if the guy changed his mind? Once Aiden signed a document, you can take it to the bank. My hava, for Hamarta, Aiden Chasum and Zochenlo. Aiden signed it. What's the problem? Now, we might not say that by Gittin Asher, everyone points out. Might not do that for a woman. But for the money, the guy signed it. We just said that signing a document. What? No, it's when you sign it. So once you sign a document, take it to the bank. So I'm walking in the street, I find a Shtar Matana, which is signed by Adam. Why don't I give it to the person? You, by the way, you just got this house. The guy wrote a Matana, he's giving you a house. It's signed. The guy changed his mind. What do you mean? It's signed. Just like our Mishnah. You find a document that's signed, you can take it to the bank. The only chashash is, maybe there was a 6 month delay. But otherwise, take it to the bank. It's signed. So the Gemara says, now, Hani Mili, When do we say that a shtar that's signed you could take to the bank? Hecha de kamata liyade, if it was once in your hands. In other words, I have the document in my hands. What happened afterwards? I lost it. So we don't know what to do with it. We don't know when the date should apply. But aval hecha de lo mata liyade, but if you find a document in the street, shtar matan, was never given to the guy. Then lo amrina, we don't say that. Of course we don't say that. Only say it when you get it. Once you get it, then you lose it, then you have it. But if you never got it, we don't say that. I don't know. I wasn't wondering that question. How do you know? I don't know.
The person finding it doesn't know.
What?
The person finding it doesn't know the person.
Right, so, like I said, Abaya assumes that the guy admits it. He admits he owes the money.
So you have to ask the person.
Yes, by the way, did anyone ever give you a shtar matana? No, no one ever did that. Someone likes me. No one ever gave me that. Right? Okay, fine. Then we take it and we don't return it to him. And if he says, what's his name gave me a gold watch. So he likes me so much, he gave me a gold watch. And I lost that shtar matana. Oh, you know what? Here it is. That's what Abaya says. Now, Elamas Nisan, but our Mishnah, the Katani, that said, Matzah shtar rechov. If you find the shtar chov, Im yesh bem nechasim achrayis nechasim, if the documents have achrayis, lo yachzer, don't return them. Vokim, then we said, kishachayiv moda. You admitted you owe the money. You admitted it. You said you admitted you owe the money. Umishum shema kasav lulvos b'nisan. Maybe the problem is, they were written in Nisan, v'lo lova at Tishrei. The loan didn't happen till Tishrei. Now, b'shlom l'ravasi. Ravasi makes a lot of sense. The Amar, he said, that the Mishnah in Baba Basra that said, you're allowed to write a document without the person being there. That's talking about Bashtari Aknaisa, Bashtar Haknaz, a special star, Mukila. Our Mishnah must be talking about, Gizunt, Bashtari Delav Aknaisa. With a star, not a star like that. Not such a star. Right? Which is why you can't return it. Mukidam Rinan, like we all explained. El Abaya, but according to Abaya, the Amar who says, Edom Chasum Bechosm of Zochenlo, Edom that sign it are Zochen immediately, Mayakal Amemar. Why can't you return it? Right? Even though the date's wrong. So what? Right? I avoided this question the whole time because the Gemara is going to ask it. So what? The date's wrong. We have a din that whenever the shtar is dated, whenever the shtar is signed, it's collectible. What's the difference? Okay? What do you mean? There's no conflict in the shtar. We happen to not know when the shtar was given over. So what? It's irrelevant. It's dated Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's signed by two people. Well, it wasn't given until 6 months later. So the buyer, who cares? He doesn't care about that. What's the reason why this document can't be returned? It's very simple to a shtar. Just like a shtar, not as irrelevant on the date. So when the date actually took place, why? Because you're obligating yourself from the date of the shtar, even if the date was not the date. So too by Edom. Edom signed a document. Whatever that document says applies. It wasn't given over until 6 months later. So what? If a buyer holds, Edom carries the day, then Edom carry the day. Why on earth can't you return this document? Right? Why not? What's the problem? After all, he's Moda, he owes the money. He's Moda. What's the problem? Lekuchos? So what? Don't care about Lekuchos. Maybe it might say the same din. It must have been a call, right? Oh, they got Aiden to sign that. Must have been, right? Must have been a whole process. Everyone knew about it. No one could say they didn't know. No one could say they weren't on notice. So, Amalech, Abaya, Masnis, and Haina Taima. You know what the problem in the mission is? The Chayshina were afraid, Lipiroon Velikinunya. It was paid back, and let's make a trick. In other words, Reuven borrows money from Shimon. They write up a document. Reuven owes Shimon $100. He pays the $100. He pays the $100. Or the $1 million. Then Reuven says to Shimon, I paid you back the $1 million, but you know what? Bad economy now. Let's make this up. I'll go to the market. I'll drop the shtar in the street. Somebody else, some innocent person, is going to pick it up. They're going to return it to you. Because after all, it's signed. They're going to return it to you. I'm not going to have the $1 million to pay you. So you're going to go to Levi and take away Levi's land that I sold to him. And then we'll split it.
You worry about a conspiracy.
So since we're worried about a conspiracy, don't return it. What? What do you mean?
Could have just given the document to the lender.
What lender?
The borrower could have just given the document back to the lender.
That's what you normally do when you pay back the debt.
No, vice versa.
Right, okay.
So you might go through this whole trickery, just give it to the lender already.
Because it has the trappings of truth to it. All of a sudden, a guy's found a document in the street. It makes a lot of sense. And economy, you can do it your way also. The Gemara is going to ask that question. If somebody asks that question, then you always have a problem of kinunya. You always have that problem. You don't need this case to have, that's your question basically. You always have a problem of kinunya. Right? I don't know how we're going to deal with that question. But when you find it in the street, we have another problem. We don't know what to do with it. We always have a problem of kinunya. Most of the time, so to get around that problem, let's say, what do you mean? Weren't we just here last week and you paid it back? What are you doing here again? In other words, you have this built-in way to get around the community problem, no?
But there's a conspiracy, the lender and the borrower conspiring against the rest of the world.
Right.
Then no one would say that.
No one would say that.
You can always say that, right? You can always say it's a conspiracy, but
right, okay. So look at the bottom Tosfos. Hainu taima dechashin lipurom v'lekanunya. Right? We're worried about that. The Savri Rabbanon, the Rabbanon hold, Achrayas Toas Soferhu, that we're going to answer tomorrow, the Rabbanon hold, every document, whether or not it says it, is built in that you can collect from Lekuchos. It's built in.
That's the Chacham.
That's the Chacham. Toas is reported that that's the Chacham. Ulekach, lo yachzer, therefore you don't return it, afilu ein bo Achrayas. Ulek, v'kein l'ravasi, tema. Now, amai kam, amishu b'chashen l'kenunya, why are you saying we're afraid of a conspiracy? Lema, maybe let's say, Mishum de Chayshinan, we're afraid, Shema Piro, maybe he borrowed the money, paid back the money, Ukvar Nimchal Shibudo, and that loan was already paid off, taken care of. The Afta now wrote to Lachla Velulvos, he wants to borrow money again, and Kede Laharviach Peshite de Safra, to save the money of hiring a sofer to write up another document, we'll use the same document, I'll write up another one, waste the money. All right, we'll save that money. Umal v'nami wrote to b'davar, shidrav mizman miltam, And then what's the Malva going to do? Oh, the document says April 1st. Right? But now it's December. So we're using the same document. We pay more money for another document. We use the same one. What's the problem? That it's predated. So Tosfos says, why do you have to say that such dishonest people? Say they're honest people. They don't want to pay more money for having another document. Right? So Tosfos answers, no, nobody would be so cheap. Someone's gonna steal $1 million to save $5. No one's gonna do that. Even though on the top of the Amid we did say exactly that. Right? When this thing gets busted, why don't you write another document? Write another shtar. Tosfos is gonna say that. Now we're gonna read it at the same time. Write another shtar. Right? We're afraid that's predated. Why? Because everybody was in the room, and then there was an emergency, and then so write another one. So Tosfos says, no. So the Gemara says, we're afraid it's the same document. So Tosfos says, no, it's a big difference. Because over there, the loan never happened. If the loan doesn't happen, people can't just, I'm going to pay another fee? Never happened. But here, the loan already happened. So the loan already happened, nobody minds paying another fee. I'm sorry, then they want to, nobody minds paying another fee, exactly. Says the Torah's Chaim, what kind of distinction is that?
What?
It's the exact same amount.
No, but it doesn't make a difference, but it's a different loan. The Aid didn't testify to this new loan. It testified to the old loan.
We'll get the same Aidim. Okay, we borrowed money and we'll borrow it again. I don't want to pay the document fee to the SOFR. I'm a cheapskate.
So the Aidim are signing on a different date?
Yeah. No, leave the date.
Today.
Oh, exactly. They don't care. They don't care about the date. They just see the transaction. But yes. What?
It's signed already.
Fine. It's signed. By the way, Adam, you signed it. We're doing it again. No, fine. Seth tells us nobody would do that. Why do we do it on the top of the Amid? Because on the top of the Amid, the loan didn't happen. So then people can't begin to pay the $5 again. They don't want to pay. Nothing happened. I should pay for nothing. Right? No one wants to do that.
That makes more sense.
So, but I already have the debt. I already got the loan. I want to re-loan the loan. Then nobody would mind paying again. Torah says, what kind of difference is that? If people are cheap, people are cheap. If they're not cheap, they're not cheap. Yeah, you can see such a difference.
Well, if you have value from the document, then you understand it makes more sense that you want to get value from the document.
Right, you want to get your bang for your buck. Nobody wants to pay for a fee. That doesn't happen. Right? I got busted. I have to pay for the deposition. Right? Nobody wants to do that. Happens all the time. People can't. Torah's Chaim thought that's a very dochak answer. I don't think it was so bad. I think it was made pretty much good sense. Okay. Doesn't really answer your question. The Gemara might get to it. We'll have to see. Now. Oh my goodness. Ulish Shmuel. Amar Beis, it can take 2 minutes. Ulish Shmuel. According to Shmuel, the Amar who says, no, it will, you'll see why. Ulish Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the Amar who says, Lo chai shin leprod of a kanunya. We're not choshish for that. We're never choshish for that. Shmuel says, Shia, we're never choshish for that. Mayikul Meimar, what's going on here? Why can't you give the document back? Now, ha nicha isavar la kirvasi. If Shmuel holds like Ravasi, the Amar who says, Shari hakna, mikri, moki, masnisin, bishtari, dlav hakna. That, the Mishnah of Avasra is talking about a shtar hakna. Therefore, our Mishnah must be talking about a non-shtar hakna. El isavar kabaya, but if Shmuel holds like a baya, the Amar who says, Eda v'chosm of zachin lo, ma'ikal meimar, according to Shmuel, that we're not choshish for kenunya, why cannot this loan document be returned? There's no reason not to return it. So Gemara says, Shmuel moki lemasnisan kishein chayiv modeh. Shmuel says, you know what's going on here? The guy did not admit. He didn't admit. Ihachi. So if he didn't admit, kiein behen achrayis nechasa mayachzer. So then why do you return the document if there's no achrayis in there? Nihi, true. The low government on Mishabdi. You can't collect from Mishubadim, but Begavi bin Bechori Begavi Gavi. You can collect from the guy's assets. You can go to his, take his cash. You can take his plates and dishes. He's not admitting to this loan. Maybe it was paid back. He says he paid it back. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Taimei, Tamar Shmuel, Omer, Hayer, Remeir would say, Shtar Chov, Shein Bo Achrayis Nechasim, if a Shtar Chov doesn't have a Nechasim, Ein Go V'lo M'Meshavdiv V'lo B'nei Chori. It's totally worthless. You can't collect anything out of it. Rashi says, it's no different than a Milval Peh. The other Rishonim say, because there's no Shiloh, it's a full Shtar. Who would write a star like that? Basically, you're giving money away for free. Who would do that? Nobody would ever do that. You have such a document? We don't believe a word it says. Therefore, we don't honor it. So if we don't honor it, we're not honoring it. Why are you returning it? So Amar Rabbi Nasan Bar Oshia, Lutaral Pizza Luchis. Give it back to me. You can use it for a bottle cap. That's all. So Shal Malva, of the Malva. So the Gemara says, Vanadrina Lahula Lova, Lutaral Pizza Luchis Shalova. Why don't you give it to the Lova? Let the Lova use it for a bottle cap. Says the Gemara, how could you do that? Lova who? To give it back to the Lova? Dharma Lohoi Dvariola. He says it's never happened. He's denying the whole thing. What is he going to do with it? He's not entitled to it, even for a bottle cap. The Malva says, I made a document. I'll give it back to him. Let him use it for a bottle cap. Okay? Now, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Machlokes. The Machlokes in our Mishnah, says Rabbi Lazar, is B'she'en Chayiv Moda, when there's no admission. The Remeir Sava, Remeir holds, Shtar She'en Boach Rayis Nechasim, Ein Agove, Loma Meshavdi, V'lova Nechorin. Remeir holds that a Shtar Chov, without, if it doesn't have a Chayis in it, you can't collect anything. Therefore, don't return it. Why does he hold like that? Like we just said before, nobody in their right mind would ever write such a document. It's obviously baloney. The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, you can skip those words or not. Mishadihu delo gavi mibnei chori mikva gavi. From Mishubadim you don't collect, but you can collect from Metaltalin. Therefore they hold that. Aval kishachayiv modeh, but if he admits, divriya kol yachzir. Everybody agrees, you can return it. Why? We're not choshish for that. We're not choshish for a conspiracy. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan argues, says, no. Machlokes, kishachayiv moda. The machlokes is when they admit. The Remeir Sav, Remeir Hold, Shtar She'en Baruch Reis Nechasim, Mishavdi Hudalo Gavi. If that's Achrayis, that's when you can't collect. Avol Mechori Migvagavi. But if it's Metaltalin, you can collect. Therefore, that's his distinction. For Rabbanan Savri, Mishavdi Nami Gavi. No, even if it's Mishubadim, you can collect. Why? Because they hold that it's a mistake. That doesn't have a chayis in there. It's a mistake. Aval b'she'ein chayiv modeh. But if am I up to the right place? Yeah. Aval b'she'ein chayiv modeh. But if nobody admits, that v'hakol lo yachzer. Everybody holds. Don't return it. D'chayshin lipiron. Because we're choshesh that maybe it was already paid back. Now we're going to say, we're going to bring a braisa, which is going to be a problem on Rabbi Lazar and on Shmuel from Omer Aleph, and then we'll stop. Tani kavasin de Rabbi Yochanan, we have a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, utiyofta de Rabbi Lazar bechada, and it's a problem with Rabbi Lazar in 1 point, v'tiyofta de Shmuel betarte, and it's a problem with Shmuel in 2 points. What's the braisa? Here we go. Matz a shtar chov. You find a shtar chov. V'yesh pem achrayis nechasim, and it has achrayis in there, af al pisha shnehem modim, even though they both admit, lo yachza lo lozeh v'lo lozeh. You don't return it to anybody. If there is no achrayis nechasim, so bizman shalove modeh. If the love admits, machzor l'malva. Return it back. Ain halove modeh. If he doesn't admit, lo yachzor lo lozeh v'lo lozeh. You don't return it to anybody. Divrei Reb Meir. Shehayu Reb Meir Omer. Reb Meir would say, shtar sheyesh bem achrayis nechasim, a shtar that has achrayis, gove min nechasim mishubadim. You can collect from the chasim mishubadim. V'she'ein behem achrayis nechasim, and if it doesn't have achrayis nechasim, go over min nechasim b'nei chorin. You can collect from a talitlin. V'chachavim omrim, echadzeh v'yechadzeh, go over min nechasim mishubadim. Right? That's the whole braisa. Now, why is this Rav Yochanan? Right? Because this braisa says that the machlok between the Remeir and the Rabbana in the Mishnah is when the Lova admitted. Right? So that can't be Shmuel. Now, and the whole question was, can he collect from the lakuchos of a shtar that doesn't have a chrayis in it? Because we're afraid of the conspiracy. Or not. So therefore, tiyufta der belazer bechada. There's a kashan der belazer. Why? Damar belazer, he said, damar li Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, shtar she'ein bo achrayis nechasim, if a shtar doesn't have a chrayis, ein agav menechasim mishavadim, v'lam menechasim nechorin. You can't collect from anything. The Braitha said, Bain Lord Mayor, Bain Lord Abadon, Lo Chashin Lekinunya. We're not suspicious. That's the problem with him. Ubraitha Katani, and the Braitha says, Shtar She'en Bo Achrayis Nechasim, a Shtar that doesn't have any Achrayis, Mimishav Dehuda Lo Gavi, Hab Nechorin Migmig Vagavi. Right? That's a stira. The Katani, Bain Lord Mayor, Bain Lord Abadon, Chashin Lekinunya. The Katani, Afal Bishishnei and Modim, Lo Yachel Lo Zev Lo Zev. Alma Chashin Lekinunya, stira. That's why I told him it would take 2 minutes, because you have to go through the case, but it's true, to stira, says the Gemara, v'hanitartihu. That's two problems. We said only one problem. Says the Gemara, Chadahu de chadtabu. Yeah, it's two problems, the same reason. It's the same reason. Do you hold the kanun or not? You hold the same reason. Yeah, it's two problems, it's one reason. But, Dimishum Kamar, Rabbi Lazar, Machlokis, Peshein Chayef, Modahu, Matari Tachi. Since he holds that the machlokas is when there's no admission, that's why he had to give that answer, and therefore it's really two problems, but it's really one problem. Now, Tiyufta the Shmuel Batarti, it's a problem with Shmuel on two points. Chada Kribalazar. First of all, the same exact point as Kribalazar. The Moki Masnisa Mishain Chayev Moda. He says that the case in the Mishnah is when there's no admission. We know that Shmuel said, if you find a shtar hakno on the shuk, you return it to the bailim. We're not suspicious. It was paid back. Why? Because if it was paid back, he'd certainly rip it up. And here he said, we are suspicious. Tiyufta. It's a tiyufta. De katani. Afalpi. Shishnei emodim. Lo yachzal lo zeh velo zeh. Al machashin lepiron. So we are suspicious of that. V'chol shkein hacha. De lo mo de lo ve de chashin lepiron. So for sure here, we should say that we're choshish for piron. So it's a problem with Shmuel on 2 points. How they're going to answer this brisa, I don't know, but that's how we end off. And tomorrow we'll go in depth the opinion of the Chacham. Everybody have a good Shabbos.